This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. Well, it's been about 11 months since he's been on the show, and I'll tell you what, this guy is in more demand than our president, and I can get a hold of the president faster than I can this guy. We're talking no other than Dr. Stuart Titus, CEO of Medical Marijuana. They trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol MJNA. Dr. Titus, welcome to the show.
Everett, always a great pleasure to be on Uptick Newswire.
Well, thank you very much. I tell you, 10 months, I don't know if I can go 10 months again without talking to you. You guys got so much going on over there in the hoppers. We've got so many new listeners to us. So bring my new listeners up to speed. Give us a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you do.
Yes, Medical Marijuana, Inc. We're a publicly traded company on the OTC markets. Our ticker symbol, MJNA. And we're the first public company in the U.S. in this industrial hemp medical cannabis space going back to March of 2009. Since March of 2011, when a new group came in, bought the company from its original founders, we've been more of a hemp and CBD company. Currently, we have four divisions in nutraceutical sales of industrial hemp-based CBD or cannabidiol products. And then we also have two investments in companies who are early stage, up and coming biotechnology, biopharmaceutical companies, Axon Biotech, as well as Canna Life Sciences. So we're a very well diversified company in the medical cannabis space, and certainly believe in the great value of natural botanical cannabinoids as well as their pharmaceutical version.
Well, you guys are doing something right here. I just read your third quarter Q. You did like something like 7.7, 255% gross more profit than third quarter 2016. So can you tell me how this is shaping up for the company's 2018 revenue goals?
Yes, well, certainly we appreciate your mentioning our third quarter sales. 7.7 million was very strong for us, our record quarter. We also reported record sales for the month of November here, 3 million in overall sales. So for the year, we're projecting 25 million for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2017. Looking forward to 2018, we have a $40 million sales target as a projection. And certainly with the growth in some of our divisions, we really are very excited about the international opportunities as well, of course, as opportunities within the United States here.
You know, one of the reasons why I wanted you to come back on the show, and you guys kind of played this down, but I'll tell you, this new subsidiary that you guys have, Cannaway, just released a significant number of new products this year. What has the subsidiary achieved in terms of global and financial growth of 2017? And can you just bring us up to speed of what's its potential in 2018?
Yes, well, Cannaway has been a great success story for us. About 18 months ago, we brought in Blake Schrader as our CEO. Blake has had great experience with Mona V, a wonderful multi-level marketing company in the past that was marketing acai berry juice from Brazil. They did almost $1 billion in sales. And we brought Blake on to take some of this management skill and leadership at the helm of Cannaway. And over the past 18 months, it's been phenomenal, our growth and sales numbers. Last month, November, we did $2 million in sales for Cannaway. We're very excited about expanding to the European markets, where we've already had a soft launch. Our grand opening in Europe looks to be coming up in May of 2018. But you were mentioning some of the new products in Cannaway this year. Certainly the pure CBD oil, which is a fully 100% THC-free version of our hemp meds, flagship RSHO oil. And certainly from there, this has really caught on very nicely. Of course, many professionals are regularly, drug screened for, cannabis consumption. And the fact that this is fully THC free really lowers the, level of the overall, acceptance of the product. And certainly it's been something that has had great acceptance throughout the markets. And of course, we now have a 100 milligram vape product, a topical application salve that's been wonderful. We've also introduced Cannaway's gold paste product. But recently, over the past couple of months, we've been able to introduce what's called the Pure CBD Gold Liquid. This is a full spectrum liquid that has, again, the THC removed. We have about a 24% concentration of CBD. This is a wonderful product that we're also launching over in Europe. We've introduced a new Super Greens product, which has got a little bit of hemp protein powder in it, but mostly it's a consumer-friendly, wonderful shake mix in the morning. We've also introduced some nice essential oil products. And coming up for the European markets, we're excited to announce we've really had our pre-launch this Tuesday, December 5th. Everything's gone live on our website. We currently have about 2,500 brand ambassadors over in the European markets. And certainly some of the new products, we're working on a wonderful skincare product that'll be a remake of our current Cannabis Beauty Define product. We'll have new formulation, new branding, a proprietary blend of some Korean herbs and the vitamin C products. So I think that's going to be quite exciting. And overall, we're looking for some wonderful growth throughout 2018 for Cannaway.
You know, if I was a listener and I'm listening to this, this Cannaway sounds pretty excited. How do I become an ambassador or distributor of this product? Who would I call or how would I join up?
Yeah, probably the best way is just right online on the website, www.cannaway.com. That's K-A-N-N-A-W-A-Y.com, Cannaway.com, and that will give you all the information that you need to see some of the great products. You can apply just to be a customer and purchase some products, or if you'd like to take part in the growth opportunities, certainly there are great opportunities available, and right there the website should be able to take you through a nice presentation of what we have to offer.
You know, I want to talk for a second a little bit about hemp meds. You're in about four or five different countries down there in South America. Can you bring us up to speed of any new products and how's the revenues going down there?
Yeah, the South American markets are certainly very hot for us. We were able to bring our hemp-based CBD products first into the country of Brazil in April 2014. They're available by doctor prescription for the treatment of what's called refractory epilepsy. This is the type of epileptic seizure disorder that is resistant to pharmaceutical intervention. The children keep having these seizures, and it seems that our CBD product and other CBD products, just from people's anecdotal evidence and what they're reporting back to us, that these products have been able to control seizures at a very good rate. So certainly it's something that was not lost on the country of Brazil when they saw this phenomenon happening. They were very accepting of our product, and certainly it's nice to see that the cost of the product for anyone who qualifies for the Brazilian healthcare system is fully covered by that healthcare system. So we've had a wonderful opportunity there, and certainly we're looking forward to going through the full product registration process. We had to develop a special product for the Mexico markets. We did so. This is, again, a fully THC-free version, which, of course, has much less controversy associated with it. Of course, in Mexico, you have drug wars and cartels and the violence that's going on there. And so the government of Mexico really challenged us to develop a fully THC-free version. They could see the benefit of CBD, but didn't want to have any THC in their product. And they thought this would be less controversial, much easier to get through the regulatory channels. And certainly we went ahead and did this. So our product has been accepted as of February 2016. And we've developed a nice sales group and certainly have sales channels very active in both Brazil as well as in Mexico. A little bit later in 2016, May of last year, our product was accepted into the country of Paraguay as well, again, for refractory epilepsy. And currently we're exploring many other opportunities. I was recently down in Colombia, South America, over the Thanksgiving holiday for a medical cannabis expo, and certainly some very interesting things seem to be happening in that country. And it looks like Chile, Argentina, Peru are all going to follow suit as well, not only with medical cannabis regulation, but also certain regulations as far as CBD goes.
Wow. You guys are on fire over there. You've been listening to Dr. Stuart Titus. He is the CEO of Medical Marijuana. They're absolutely crushing it. He's with us today because his last quarter, they did $7.7 million compared to around $2.something million in 2016. They trade on the OTC markets. Ticker symbol MJNA. I feel they're very undervalued here at 10 cents a share. I want to ask you about your other division that you have, Exima Biotechnologies. You guys invested some money in there. Can you bring us up to date about the use of cannabidiols and what they're working on exactly over there?
Exima Biotech is one of our flagship companies, certainly in terms of pharmaceutical development. They're really a great early stage up and coming biotech group. Now, Axim trades on the OTC markets, ticker symbol AXIM for your investors. And certainly we've been very excited to be able to invest some money back into Axim to further their research. Axim has a patent on the application of cannabinoids within a chewing gum composition. And certainly we feel the oral mucosa is a very good way to deliver medicine to individuals. It seems to be very well absorbed directly into the bloodstream with all the microcapillaries and microcirculation that happens in the oral mucosa. And here it will bypass your metabolism and your first pass of metabolism of the liver. Certainly getting the cannabinoids directly into the bloodstream, we think is going to provide Axim with a very interesting series of opportunities in terms of developing cannabinoid-based medicines. The first product that they're working on is going to be called MedChew, and this product, MedChew RX, will be for multiple sclerosis patients, and this will be for their pain as well as muscular spasticity issues. We're currently researching this over in Europe. There is currently a similar product, which would be 50% THC, 50% CBD as the two active pharmaceutical ingredients. A similar product is already approved for multiple sclerosis patients, muscular spasticity, but that product does not have a pain indication. And we think with the way Axim has been able to reformulate the new chewing gum, and again, the absorption through the oral mucosa, we think will have enough efficacy to actually get a pain indication. And it's important because this will be the first cannabis-based product to have a pain indication. And certainly we think the future of pain management, you look at this terrible opioid crisis that we're affected with here in the U.S., certainly the future of pain medicine, we believe, would be a high-dose cannabinoid, low-dose opioid combination. And certainly Axim looks to really be right at the forefront of this revolution or evolution, if you will, in chronic pain management. Two other products that Axim's working on, they have a proprietary cream. It will be a topical cream. I believe it's currently called AX1602. This will be a combination of CBD and a new up-and-coming cannabinoid called CBG, cannabigerol, its technical name. And this will be a topical application to treat the patients with various dermatological conditions, things such as psoriasis, eczema, and atopic dermatitis. A third product that Axim is working on is called CanChew Plus, and this is a CBD-based chewing gum, which is being studied in the Netherlands at the moment at University of Wageningen for inflammatory bowel syndrome patients. Mm. These are patients with gastrointestinal disorders. We feel about 11 to 12% of all doctor visits relate to gastrointestinal issues, and certainly it seems that CBD has been able to reduce inflammation within the digestive tract, and we're hoping to be able to prove this out with some clinical research on this CanChew Plus chewing gum. So those are some of the things that Axim Biotech is involved with. Certainly we think the future looks quite bright. We're looking forward to having stage two or possibly stage three trials coming up in 2018 for MedChew RX, the multiple sclerosis chewing gum, that again will be a combination of THC and CBD. And certainly we look forward to having this product approved in Europe and then hopefully bringing it to the U.S. markets in the very near future, along with other cannabis-based, cannabinoid-based pain medicine.
You know, Dr. Titus, we're running out of time. Just briefly, Is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out there to the listeners before we close?
Well, certainly we're excited about the growth of the industry. Obviously, the tremendous acceptance among the population here in the U.S. of cannabis and cannabinoid-based medicines certainly is not lost in the world population as well. Canada is going fully legal for recreational use coming up in July of 2018. Here in California, January of 2018 will be the largest recreational cannabis market in the world. Certainly, we believe in the therapeutic value of all cannabinoids, and even though our current focus is more on CBD, certainly our pharmaceutical partners with combination THC-CBD products, we really think when this is fully researched and developed out, cannabis-based medicines could replace about 40% of all pharmaceutical medicines.
I concur with that.
So certainly we think the future looks very, very bright and appreciate so much the opportunity to be on Uptick Newswire as always.
Well, thank you very much for coming on the show. Only thing I ask from you is don't wait another 10 months to come back on the show, because I love what you guys are doing over there. I think you're making an impact on people's lives, and I'm just a huge fan of the products and the company.
Well, thank you so very much. I really appreciate the opportunity. Definitely, we look forward to coming back at least every quarter, if not every month on your show to give viewers and the listeners a update as to our progress. We're certainly excited about 2018. Can't thank you enough for the wonderful opportunity again.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.